Joe Twigg was born at Pyrmont in Sydney and worked as a rigger at CSR before he started on the bridge, where he became a crane chaser. I asked him about any changes to the crane since 1932.
I've got a photograph there. How has that changed since that was taken in 1932?
Well, all the gears are covered. This is a luffing crane by the look of it, meaning that the jibs carry up and go out like this. The stages are the same. They've got four wires holding the, like a cradle, the four together. They're right. These days you get four wires on it, so if one breaks through, he's got to be able to hang on to the, what it's lifting. But I remember because I had to change these wires over. So it was one wire going right through to the four. Mm. That's another change. This is a proper cabin going right along the top here now, like this. All this was covered here. All that was covered there, what I can see. You couldn't see out the back because it was completely covered. The blokes wasn't there. The blokes are not here now, I mean.
I think he died in 1972. That's Frank Litchfield.
Yeah, I've heard of him. Yes, I've heard of him. It's all open now. This is all open, what I see now.
Yes, on the photograph, yeah. Well, I believe they put the covers over afterwards.
Yes. They,
in 1932.
Yeah, that's right. Well, all these motors are covered. And everything's inside now. Like all these motors here, except the jibbing, the jib cranes and the actual lifting wires and that, they come in, they're all undercover now. They cover them all up here. But these were never outside, inside, you know.
Now what about, as you said, there was a luffing crane there. Now what's it like now?
Now, instead of having a luffing gear on that, they've bolted and welded a bar down to the top of the cabin on heavy gear here, both sides, and that keeps the crane in the same position all the time, which means you don't have to come backwards and forwards all the time, because in the old days they had a lot of trouble with it. Mm. We have a lot of trouble with it because when we're coming up and the wind blows, the stages go underneath the cords and very hard to get out because we haven't got the luffing crane to do it. Right. This here is still there. There's a big bolt in the front there, and we put a bar through it, and that gives us a level as you come down the thing with the crane like this from top to bottom. This is your leveller, and that's very heavy.
It's a bottle screw.
A bottle screw, that's it.
I asked Joe Twigg about the job of crane chasing.
Now, my part in it is, when they're going free-falling, I call it, down like that, I've got to look out the crane on this side to make sure they're doing it, and the driver looks out that side. Now, if I see a rope getting caught or something like that, I've got a button up top here I press straight away, and it automatically stops everything. And they go, what's wrong? And I tell them, because we've got a phone up in the crane, and we can converse with them straight away. Now, this is only if they're going to the side, see, if they haven't got far to go. Now, if they've got to go a long way down, because he's a bellman, I get on the stage, and I manoeuvre with them all the way down. So, because when I get down below, I might have to... The stages go down like that on the sides of the steel, like say, both sides, there's one there, one there. They go down like this, and I might have to put the stages that way, so that the two join. As they're going down like that, I got to get the stages and join them that way, bolt them together, and you got an angle coming up here, and it holds them in a bit more. It's harder. That's where I was saying where the luffing comes in. When the luffing comes in, they carry it in dead square. But when you haven't got that luffing, they're stuck to the one place, so that when you go down, they're sort of pulling into each other. And I've got to go down and I set them up that way, and then we've got to set them up this way. Depends on what they're doing, the actual size. Now, when we go down to do this part, we've got to put a 16-foot catwalk from that stage to that side and bolt it in, both sides, and pin it in. And then we've got these handrails, safety rails going across, and I've got to give them the hose to give them the air to work with. And then I've got to stay down underneath while they go up to the top and do their job. They've got to start at the top, but I've got to be down the bottom to pick up the gear, because there's no place up there you can hang the gear. So I take it from down below, and I do everything down below, and they help me. Now, to get paint, we've got a special thing to come up to give them all the paint on the cranes. Sometimes a crane will go down with the right distance from the crane, the legal height from the railway, and I pull the gear up onto these stages, and if we got X amount of cans, like say 20 cans, well, I put 10 each side to keep the level, so you don't have 15 on that and 10 on that sort of, or 10 on each, 12 and 10 on that, like, and then we take them up the top and put it where they are. But there's a heck of a lot in this. When that crane moves back, we've got two cables. We've got a big cable, 450 volts at the back, and we've got a telephone cable. That gives us to the office down there or anywhere on the job, except the outside, and we can converse with the boss or any and tell him that something's wrong, the electricity's gone, there's a bloke being hurt, you know what I mean? Safety first. We've got that. Now, my job, before these blokes can move into position, I've got to come up here and make sure that you've got to hang onto the cable and make sure the cable doesn't go underneath while we're going backwards.